Hi there. The word for you today is vitamins for spiritual health. In 2 Samuel 20 verse 9, we read the verse, "Are you in health, my brother?" The principles of God's word work like spiritual vitamins. So for the next few days, let's look at some. Here's one. Never accuse in others what you excuse in yourself. King David did that. In confronting him over his sin with Bathsheba, Nathan the prophet told David a story about two men. It went like this. One man had many cattle, but the other had only one lamb. When a guest came to the rich man's house for dinner, he went next door and took the poor man's lamb. Well, the Bible says David's anger was greatly aroused against the man, and he said, "The man who has done this shall surely die." And then David said next, "And he shall restore fourfold for the lamb, because he had no pity." Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man." Nathan continued, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I gave you your master's house and your master's wives, and if that had been too little, I would have given you much more. You have killed Uriah, Bathsheba's husband, with the sword. You have taken his wife to be your wife. Now therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house." David didn't know it, but he had pronounced his punishment from his own lips. "He shall restore fourfold." And David did. Count it. First, the child he fathered with Bathsheba died. Second, his son raped his daughter, and he didn't have the moral authority to deal with it. How could he? Third, Absalom, the beloved son destined to inherit his throne, fermented war against him and died at the hands of his own people. And fourth, civil war broke out in Israel, and as a result, thousands of people died. So the lesson is clear. Never accuse in another what you excuse in yourself.